practice number two in the books, and I have number 32 with us, Toby Gerhart, our starting running back right now. How does it feel to shoulder that load early in camp?
It feels good, you know, out there getting the reps with the first team offense, running around, doing my thing, you know, trying to be a leader out here.
You know, the Adrian situation aside, it kind of felt like you were going to get more time with the offense anyway this season. You were going to get more opportunities. Did you kind of sense that after last season?
You know, I hope so. You know, that's not up to me. It's not my decision. But I felt like when I had opportunities last year, I did a pretty good job. And, you know, hopefully my role continues to evolve and I get more and more time in this offense.
As a running back early in camp, when we have these practices without pads, is that more difficult for you or do you like that a little bit better?
It has its positives and its negatives. You know, it's a little more difficult trying to run the ball, especially when we do the inside zone kind of drills where it's 9-on-7, just purely run. It's hard to get that movement on from the defensive line without the pads on. But, you know, it allows you to play fast, get used to the weather, and get your feet back under you after being off for 6 weeks.
The offensive line in front of you, there's been a few changes. Obviously, we add the first-round pick in Matt Khalil and make some other ancillary changes after that. What do you think about those guys in front of you?
I think they're doing a heck of a job. You know, we got a good mix of veterans, and then you know, we got two young guys working in there. And, you know, they're doing great. Like you said, you added Khalil. He's you know, a special athlete for his size. And, you know, Charlie moved down to guard. He's doing good things. He got Soli, Big Phil on the other side, you know, a veteran out to have a good year. So we got a solid line in front of me, and, you know, they're making great progress.
Do you foresee any role for you on special teams, or do you think that being the starting running back will kind of take you out of that?
You know, I'm really not sure. Right now I'm not on the depth of any of the special teams. But, you know, that role can change. You know, if someone goes down, if, you know, Adrian's back and healthy and, you know, they need me to run down on punts,
You'll
punt returns,
it?
I'll do it. You know, yeah, you get on the field. So currently I'm not on the depth for anything, but still going to the meetings, still preparing to get thrown in there.
I saw on check-in day and even our first day of practice you had some family here. Are they still around?
No, they're not around anymore. They came in. You know, they're trying to get a little tradition going where they move me in every year. So year three, hopefully many more to come. They actually headed out yesterday morning to Cleveland to watch my other brother out there.
A new wrinkle this year in camp, we have Sundays off. So after a couple of days of practice, what are the guys going to do on Sunday?
I think everybody's going to sleep in. I think that's the first thing. Come in, wake up tomorrow, maybe get a lift in, and then just hang out and just relax, get off your feet, take care of your body.
All right, man. Have a good camp.
All right, thank you.